listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
I'm Larry Mullins, host of the podcast Your Weirdest Fears, the show that explores the odd things that make your heart stop.
I am so scared of the Grinch. He is bad vibes. Yeah!
We talk to everyone from therapists to exterminators to lizard man.
I was 25 when I actually got my tongue split. I have one tattoo that covers my entire body.
Listen and subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. Let's go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in a man that just wrapped up his rookie season with the Washington Commanders, and he's here with us today on behalf of Panini, and that, of course, is Brian Robinson Jr. Brian, appreciate the time. How you been?
Hey, man. How you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on. A lot of people were rooting for you this year with, unfortunately, what happened in August, in late August when you got shot. And it was remarkable how quickly you were able to return to the field. Just with the rookie season now over and you have some time to reflect, how do you look back on everything you went through in this season?
Well, you know, with the start of it, obviously, unfortunate circumstance where I started. But I'm just, you know, blessed to be able to, you know, get back out there on the field and, you know, show, you know, everybody, you know, my potential. You know, there's really no ceiling for me. I'm going to get better next year, but just to be able to get back out on the field and, you know, just get back out there and compete and just play ball again, man, it's just great. You know, and, you know, we ended up having some success this season. We had, like, 7-game win streak within that span, you know, within around my return. And, you know, 1 game away from making the playoffs. And, you know, so it was really close this year. So a lot to look back on and, you know, fix and come back, you know, come back and fix next year. And hopefully we get to the playoffs. I feel like we, you know, we got the potential to do it, you know, with just a few, you know, pieces we, you know, we can focus on this off season, and, you know, we're going to come back stronger.
I love the scene when you were running onto the field for your first NFL game in the regular season, and you picked many men. How did that come about? Because that was awesome.
I mean, if I'm being honest, that wasn't my idea. You know, I'm pretty sure somebody, you know, creative behind the scenes, you know, thought of the idea, you know, and they played it, you know, and it was right on time, you know. It kind of, you know, it kind of matched the situation and, you know, that was going on. And a lot of people was excited about that, you know. You know, even 50 Cent, you know, reached out to me and, you know, just, you know, showed me some love and just told me, you know, it don't stop nothing, you know, you just keep going. So, like, you know, just with, you know, that song, you know, playing in my return, you know, it just, you know, brought a lot of attention to me and a lot of people, you know, just, you know, respect me and my situation.
What were your emotions like running onto the field for the first time as a pro?
I mean, it was bittersweet, man. Like, a couple months prior, you know, to, you know, running out there, man. Like, you know, my career is questioned, you know, just based on, you know, unfortunate circumstances, like I said. But just to be able to come back out there and, you know, receive all the love, you know, from the fans and my team and, you know, my family, everybody, you know, just, you know, that helped me, you know, get back on my feet and get back out there. You know, it was a blessing to do that.
Brian Robinson Jr. here with us. Were you surprised you only missed 4 games? Because I couldn't believe how quickly you got back on the field.
I mean, once I started feeling better, you know, they told me, you know, 4 games, I guess, for the non-injury football list, whatever the deal they had me on, I had to miss a minimum of 4 games. So I was kind of surprised by the time the 4th game was over that I, you know, felt good enough, you know, come back out on the field and actually play. So, you know, it was tough, you know, recovering, but, you know, it was all worth it. Yeah.
Brian Robinson Jr. here with us. You had a very successful rookie season. What do you hope to improve on individually coming up this offseason?
I mean, I wish to improve on, everything as far as this. I feel like that's another reason I'm just glad I came out and played, just to give myself opportunity to get the experience of the game speed and just, where I can, come back next year and just had that year under my belt where I, got a chance to go out there and compete, compete against, top tier defenses and teams. And now I know how to, what to study on film and, how to prepare against teams and, where, I need to attack and what the focal points I need to focus on to be as dynamic as I need to be as a running back. And, as hard as it is to do this, to stick out or stand out at this level, we still got to find ways to, try to, take advantage of, our opportunities against our opponents.
I like the skill position players that you guys have. Clearly yourself, Brian Robinson Jr. I'm a big fan of Antonio Gibson, who's also in that backfield. And then we know the receivers with Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. It seems like you guys got a really special group of young players in this league.
Oh, yeah, man. And I feel like we're starting to develop the culture needed, in the locker room, and the guys that we have, like the guys you just mentioned, and how we prepare, how we, approach everything we do, like professional, like we want to win football games. And I feel like as long as we continue to focus on, bringing in and, having those type of guys around in the locker room and, focusing on those type of, getting those people on the field, man, I feel like we'll be a lot better. We'll continue to make progress and positive strides.
What did you see out of Sam Howell in that last game where you guys defeated the Cowboys?
I mean, I seen exactly what I believe Sam could do. Like, I always believed in Sam's potential, like, all year. I at no point did I believe that, if Sam got an opportunity that he wouldn't be ready for it. And I was so happy to see him get it, the opportunity against, the Cowboys last game. And he went out there and showed, everybody, exactly why Washington drafted him. And that was something I also already, kind of knew, he had the potential to do. And it was just good for him to kind of get that light flashed on him one time before the season ended.
So you tell me what you see since you're in the locker room with him each and every day, or almost each and every day. What makes you think that Sam Howell could have a lot of success in the NFL?
Just as far as how he approaches, his business, you can tell, it's serious. It's important to him. He's passionate about the game. He's passionate about how he prepares and his work ethic, is, great. And I feel like, as long as he continues to, focus on the things he needs to do to keep improving, he'll continue to, take those positive steps.
So would you like to see him be the starting quarterback next year?
I wouldn't mind. If that's a decision the coach made, like I told, like, I always, respond with that. Like, the coaches, make those decisions. Like, they make decisions between Carson and Taylor, and I have to be, as a starter, I have to be okay with whatever they decide to do. If I played in the last game versus Dallas and they still started Sam, I would still have to be okay with that. That's not my decision, so I got to be okay with whoever they decide to put in at quarterback. But I wouldn't mind seeing him, as the starting quarterback. I feel like he got all the potential to do it.
With that being said, you guys really seem to gravitate around Taylor Heinicke. Was it tough to see him get benched for that game up against the Browns?
Well, yes, in a sense it was, just, because how hard he had worked, for his opportunity, even though, ups and downs, he still, worked hard and, won games for us, and felt like, we did, turn away from him fairly fast, when he made mistakes. But it was just critical times in the year. It was a critical time in the year where emotions, like really, become a fact, and just everything we do, really, and we want to, I guess, everybody try to, be tightened up on the decision making to try to give us our best opportunities. And sometimes it works out for us, sometimes then it just didn't work out, for what we had planned, for benching him. But I feel like he he'll be all right for me. He'll come back for me.
Brian Robinson Jr. here with us. You had a lot of quarterbacks at Alabama that had a lot of success. Let me start you off with Jalen Hurts. Does it surprise you at all what he's been able to do this year? Because he's playing like an MVP and now is 60 minutes away from going to a Super Bowl.
Don't surprise me at all. Since the time I came in and met Jalen at Bama, he's always, you know, had it in him. You know, and I feel like people started to kind of doubt him just due to the, you know, the competition he was up against. Like, you know, that never, you know, kind of dried down his potential. He always had the potential to do it regardless of, you know, him, you know, getting benched at one time at Alabama. And, like, you know, he transferred it his last year, Oklahoma, you know, broke records and Heisman finalists and continued to prove his doubters wrong. And, you know, I couldn't be more happy for him, and I would love to see him, you know, play for the whole thing. I would love to see him win the whole thing, cause, you know, that's a real good friend of mine. You know, we had a good, you know, friendship at Bama. You know, still does, and you know, it would be no better feeling to see one of your good friends, you know, win a Super Bowl as a starting quarterback.
I think a lot of times in sports we forget about the human element of it, and health and safety obviously is such a big importance in life. As you know, Brian Robinson Jr., to see what Tua went through this year, it was scary just watching it from my couch. I just wish him nothing but the best. How did you react to, unfortunately, seeing what Tua had to go through this year with all the concussions?
I really hated to see that with Tua. Like I said, you know, another one of good friends of mine, you know, I had a real, real good connection with Tua. Alabama, and I hated to see, you know, what he went through this year, and I know what type of competitor Tua is. He'll fight through anything if you let him, and you know, it was tough to just see, you know, the head injuries. You know, that's critical in this game, and you know, that can really affect your career, you know, in, like, in a real very fast, really, you can, you know, get your career ended off head injuries, you know. And and he got, you know, so much potential. He's a great, you know, player when he's healthy. He's, you know, he's spot on, and, you know, I just hate to see, you know, the concussions and the head injuries, you know, kind of take him out of the game and just have him, you know, just, you know, just in pain from, you know, his brain. You know, this is tough. You know, this is one of the toughest, you know, injuries, you know, of them all. Like, in your head, you know, that can end you before anything. And I would hate to see that, you know, happen to one of my guys.
We'll talk about Panini in just a second before we let Brian Robinson Jr. run. You also played with Mac Jones and know him also very well. What do you say to people that are doubting Mac Jones and are unsure what he could do in the NFL?
For the people that doubt him, like, I mean, they can continue to do that. You know, Joker, I call him Joker, you know, because exactly what he is. He one of those type of people. You know, he stay quiet, you know, take in all the, you know, hate, you know, let people count him out, and he'll show you, you know, every reason why you shouldn't have. You know, he has a very high ceiling. You know, he has some injuries that's kind of, you know, pinched him away from, you know, just getting where he's, you know, he's been trying to get these past 2 years. But I feel like, you know, in the coming year or two, you know, maybe, he'll turn around and, you know, show everybody exactly why they should have never doubted him.
Tell me about the fine work you're doing today with the folks at Panini.
Oh, yeah, we just out here, you know, signing in L.A., Los Angeles, you know, signing our rookie Panini trading cards right now.
And you can get NFL trading cards at Walmart, Target, and hobby stores nationwide. And you can also start collecting your favorite NFL rookies as NFTs on the Panini America platform at PaniniAmerica.net. I got to ask you, Brian Robinson Jr., who were some of your favorite players when you were growing up as a kid? Who did you look up to?
You know, just growing up in Tuscaloosa, obviously, you know, the few, you know, Bama boys that came through, like Mark Ingram, Trent Richardson, Julio Jones, you know, Javier Arenas, you know, all those guys. You know, off of that team, probably guys like, you know, Devin Hester, Reggie Bush, you know, legendary guys, you know, come through college. Those are my guys.
What was your favorite Saban story with your time with him at Alabama?
Favorite Saban story? That's a good question. I would just say, you know, if I could get one off about Saban, you know, people really don't know Saban. You know, Saban, the coolest guy ever, man. He, you know, he got more personality than people think. You know, he find a way to, you know, get his laugh off every day, even if he got to say something crazy about you. But, you know, real good man. I got a lot of respect for Saban and the help and the job he did with me in my career. Couldn't be more thankful for Mr. Saban.
Well, really appreciate you doing this today. Good luck, and have a great year number two. We appreciate you doing this today.
Yes, sir. No problem. Thanks.
The NFL playoffs live on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings you the AFC and NFC championship games. Streaming live for free this Sunday on the Odyssey app. The 49ers visit the Eagles.
Touchdown, Jalen Hurts.
Gibson McCaffrey up the middle into the end zone.
And then it's a rematch between the Bengals and the Chiefs.
Wide open. Ja'Marr Chase takes it in.
Touchdown, Chiefs.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your playoffs, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.